Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 19:22. The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. We are told by this proverb that a man's desire is equal to his kindness. Notice it does not say that a man's kindness is equal to or revealed by his deeds or doings. It simply says that the desire of a man is his kindness. Desire is an internal act, an act of the heart which influences the will and moves the man to proceed to action. But action is not necessarily required to define the man's kindness. What is important is what takes place in the heart. For you see, the man may not be able to perform that which takes place in the heart, for he may be incapable of acting on the desires of his heart. The desire may be present whether or not he acts them out. Jesus Christ enjoyed watching people. Mark's gospel relates that Jesus watched the people cast money into the treasury. He noticed that many that were rich cast in much. It took a while for the rich to cast in their coins. It was easy to notice their giving because the coins were many and noisy and perhaps even shiny. But Jesus also noticed that a poor widow came and threw in two mites, totaling a farthing, which was not a sum to boast about, certainly not a sum that was worthy of notice by anyone but Jesus. Mark reports that Jesus told his disciples that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. Mark 12:43-44. Jesus Christ knew her heart. He knew the desire of her heart, which was her kindness. Jesus Christ knew that her desire was to cast in much more than all the rich men who were casting in out of their abundance, but she only had two mites. Her desire was to give all that she had, but the rich man had no such desire. His desire was measured by the portion of his riches that he gave, but hers was measured by the desire to hold back nothing, but to give all. And her desire defined her kindness, not the two mites that she cast in. You see, God does not look at the amount of the gift given, for he is not impressed by numbers. Man is impressed by numbers because whatever man makes can be counted, but whatever God makes is beyond counting. A rich man may give an amount that is impressive but be totally devoid of love. The gift may only be given to receive the praise and adoration of men. Do you think that we have a God that honors that? No, God always looks on the heart. You cannot impress our God with outward acts that are not in accord with the heart. Only men are impressed with outward acts and reward such, but God desires a heart to be in accord with the outward acts. Matthew Henry, in his commentary, stated this proverb thusly: "It is far better to have a heart to do good and lack ability for it than to have ability for it and lack a heart to do it." David had a heart to do good when he desired to build the temple. God was true to his word when he recognized David's desire as his kindness, as we read in 2 Chronicles 6:8. "But the Lord said to David, my father, forasmuch as it was in thine heart to build a house for my name, thou didst well in that it was in thine heart." God had found David, the son of Jesse, a man after his own heart, which would fulfill all his will. David was willing to build the temple, and God counted it as the kindness of David. 2 Corinthians 8:12 again expresses this truth: "For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not." The heart is the key to kindness and not the act. The poor man who cannot give but desires in his heart to give is better than the man who professes kindness and gives, but only because of personal gain. This proverb reminds us to examine ourselves. What is our motivation? I give, therefore I am kind, is not the correct conclusion. What is your heart? For that is what God examines to reveal your kindness.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.